Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This altar of divine interventions. Wake up to it daily, first thing before doing other things. After receiving the prayers, forward it to your contact. Do so daily. Welcome to Tuesday, the 21st day in the month of July. As usual, please open your hand and your heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Day 21 is scripturally and spiritually significant. In the book of Daniel chapter 10, verses 2 to 13, Daniel prayed to God and God sent answers from the first day of prayer. But the prince over Persia, the territorial powers over Persia, withheld the answers for 21 days. On day 21, breakthrough came for Daniel with Angel Michael coming as a reinforcement. Open your hand and let's use this to pray today. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. Every delay standing between you and your breakthrough must give way today. In Jesus' name, the answers God has released for you shall reach you soon. The spiritual resistance against your destiny is today broken by the power of God. Raise your right hand up gently and let me pray. God shall send angelic help and angelic assistance in your way and life today. Now, you can sit down or stand up. Spread your two hands out for this next prayer, next declaration. God shall enlarge your course. You will reach out to the left, to the west, to the east, north, and south. God will spread you all over. All limitations against your life are hereby removed. If you can do this, please do it. If you can, and I'll say prayers. But if you cannot, now pray the prayer, but do it later when it is more convenient. Play the administration back then. Rise up, walk around in your room or wherever you are, and walk gently and slowly. Take 21 steps on these 21 days. Day 21, 21 steps. And each step you take, speak out and say, I break through, I move forward. I break through, I move forward. Each of the steps, 21 declarations. Tell you what, expect some good news today. Get your phones well charged and open. Who is this? You are down with discouragement. You are tired of everything. Lay your right hand on your heart as I pray. Receive divine intervention. God is breaking that yoke. That concern will become testimony. You, yes, you. God has put you in people's mind to do you good today. Expect it. Someone will call you soon on phone. Ask for what you need. Tell them that need shall be met. That money will be paid. That debt will be canceled soon. You will receive that letter, you will smile. Say Amen, I receive it. July 21, born people, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and do well. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right, listeners? Let's go into teachings and receiving wise counsel again today. First one, good day, Daddy. My daughter insists that their 12-year-old son in secondary school shares her matrimonial bed with her husband. They are rich and live in a 5-bedroom house. I ask her and her husband separately, severally. Wow! How about this absurdity? They both told me they are fine with it. They seem to be happy. Daddy, please, what's going on? Do they meet in the presence of this youth? What influence will that have on the young lad? Thanks for your counsel, Daddy. Wow. This is also strange, surprise, and doesn't sound good to me. 12-year-old son in secondary school sharing matrimonial bed with parents. Did you hear them well? Are they Christians? Are they Muslims? What is their philosophy or ideology? What does their faith believe? The first question I ought to have asked is man. How did you even hear about this? Since you don't live with them in the same house, did they tell you themselves or your grandson? It may be that they are just teasing you, man. I'm sure they are educated. I don't think this is true. Now invite your daughter privately, separately, and have a conversation with her. She will tell you what they really mean. So relax, relax. It shall be well. Next, so many reactions have poured in 24 hours on our pastor member whose daughter got converted to Islam. Many are still coming in. I can't read them all. Some of the reactions are as long as the letter, the initial letter the father sent. Our dear daddy, somebody started that. Thanks for always being there. The Adebayo issue. That daughter is gone forever. His father should just respect her wish, so he too could enjoy his life peacefully. Well, that's an opinion. Next. Good morning, Daddy and my TPJ family. Concerning the pastor whose daughter was converted, the indices are that she was coerced into Islam. Everything is happening so fast. Someone else wrote that letter for her. They are keeping her away from the family while she engages in warfare prayers. As you advise, it should also ask her to bring the man home so that the family can see what has become of their daughter. Interview her and probably withdraw her from BUK. My humble opinion, sir. All right. That's another opinion. Next. Good morning, sir. About the pastor whose daughter got converted to Islam, I have this to say. Some Muslims go beyond the natural when they set their eyes on a female they lost after. That lady has been hypnotized. Warfare prayers are needed to liberate her. Secondly, there is a lesson for we pastors here. Your family is your first church, an example to others. Pay attention to your family from the scratch and be detailed about the upbringing of your children. Right? That's another opinion. That's another opinion. I wish I can read it all for all of us so that we are all learning. Next, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel and my TPJ siblings. I have to immediately react to this morning's issue on pastor's daughter conversion to Islam. I must say, I disagree with you, sir, that it was because Proverbs 22 verse 6 was not strictly complied with in bringing up the daughter. I grew up in Sokoto, which is called Muslim state, but I'm still very much a Christian. Conversion is purely a personal decision, and no one is forced into it, even in the core north. From her write-up, what I sense is that the man she's currently with must be luring her with money and gave her this as a condition before he can get married to her. Simple. Like you said, sir, prayer is the answer. The father should not threaten or force her. He should be kind and gentle with her. I pray she gets back her senses as soon as possible. Wow. That's another opinion. Now, this is how far time will allow us to go today. Many reactions are still coming in. Let them be coming in. And I'm certain some Muslim followers will also react. I will read it all so that we can all be learning. I want to thank TPGF for this interactive setting. It is good I allow you to air your opinion on some issues. Wisdom does not reside only in one person. Please broadcast this to your contact. Let God use you in bringing more members to TPGF worldwide. Put God first in all you do. No one amounts to anything except what God will allow anyone to amount to. Obey scriptures, God's word. Love God and hate sin. Don't live in sin. Don't keep animosity. Forgive people when they offend you. Yes, don't keep it. You too offend people, and they need to forgive you. Learn the art of forgiveness. Be devoted and committed to this platform, TPGF. Don't miss any of the ministrations daily. Join us on Prayer Hub every day, 6:30 to 7 a.m. on our YouTube and Facebook platform. They will bless you. Follow me as I lead you on Prayer Hub every day. Pay your tithe faithfully and sow the various seeds we teach, we believe, and we encourage to the level of your faith and capacity. Although no one is being forced or compelled to give on this platform, but tithing, seed sowing, and sacrificial seed opens your heaven for financial and other blessings. Harvest will always follow sowing. Be committed, faithful, and devoted. I pray for you intensely. Each time we receive the alert of your tithe and the various seed which we teach and preach, and even the sacrifice you make, keep doing it. Keep doing it. Even if you have not seen open result, result will follow. And if you have seen any result, much more will come. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Tomorrow is another day. Have a good day.